something interesting is sure to happen. Well, I think you want to tell me who you are first. Mr. Rabbit? Then why did you ask the question?
Goodness, this is quite extraordinary.
Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here?
But today is turning into the most curious adventure I have ever had.
Welcome to the Alice in Wonderland podcast. I'm your host, Georgia Alice, and I want to remind you that this is a place for you to let your sense of wonder, imagination, and most importantly, your sense of curiosity loose. I've got a really special episode for you today. In today's episode, we go back in time a little bit to a podcast where my good friend Stephen Brophy and I were guests. The podcast is hosted by Elizabeth Jackson and Matt Morrison, and it's the Joy FM Got Money podcast. And during this interview, we talk about the altered states economy. And this altered states economy was first brought to light in the book Stealing Fire. And I don't want to give too much away. I'd really like you to listen to the podcast. There's full of lots of little nuggets and things for you to think about around where you're spending your money and why. So come down and dive into this rabbit hole with us and have a real good think about what you're doing with your money. And are you contributing to the altered states economy?
The advice provided on hashtag GotMoney is general advice only. It has been prepared without taking into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Before acting on this advice, you should consider the appropriateness of the advice, having regard to your own objectives, financial situation, and needs. We recommend you seek independent advice.
Got money? Frightened of money? Have money and want more money? Listen to Elizabeth and her team of professionals dismantle the jargon of money. Whether it's cryptocurrency, your super, estate planning, or the ATO. Hashtag Got Money will bang it home with a sledgehammer.
Yes, it's banging it home with a sledgehammer. So I was doing jazz hands. I'm here in the studio today with Matt Morrison.
Hello, Elizabeth.
You all know that Georgia Alice from Blue Chip Mines is one of my favourites, so she's in the studio with us today. Hello, Georgia.
Thank you for having me back.
Pleasure. And we've got Steve Beaufry.
Brophy,
thanks.
Rhymes with trophy.
Thank you. I knew I was going to get ugly on that. That's why I looked over at you. Did you see my hand signals?
Yeah, I was
drowning. We're doing altered states economy. Now, we started to kind of unpack that a little bit, and then what I realised was I didn't want to unpack it without us having the mics on, so here we are. Georgia, do you want to take that away for us initially and just kind of unpack what that means?
Yeah, sure. So if you think about what the listeners think about what they spend on themselves to move their state of being, so move from a state of, keep it simple, sadness to happiness, or move a state of wanting to feel different and get out of my head. That's an altered state. And this economy at the moment we've discovered in a year is worth $4
trillion. Trillion, not even billion. $4
trillion
per year.
Trillion dollars.
God.
Yeah.
That's a huge number, isn't it?
I would love to contribute to that more.
you are.
Probably. I feel like I'm not doing enough.
You're probably contributing in ways you don't actually know. So I'll start with this, Elizabeth. On one of our other podcasts that we have, you told me that every morning you go to the church of the swimming pool.
I do.
How much does that cost you?
Oh, I think it's $35 a week,
yeah,
my membership.
And why do you go?
Oh, because it makes me feel so good. Mm,
wonderful start of the day.
Oh, it's my church. Go in there and just, yeah, okay, I get you. Yeah.
So there you go. You're contributing to that $4 trillion.
Mm.
In every way I possibly can. I'm pointing at all my stuff on the counter here. You can't see it, but it's all gorgeousness stuff. And so there's a propensity for human beings just to spend money without consideration. Is that the genesis of this?
Look, it started with the Flow Genome Project. And so what they did, so Jamie Wheel and Stephen Kotler, they wrote this amazing book called Stealing Fire. And it came about after Stephen Kotler had written his award-winning book, Rise of Superman, and he started to meet all these people, and they were telling him about all of the ways that they were exploring state shifting. You know, I am using transcranial direct stimulation to zap my brain so that I can be more productive. And I'm using psychedelics to explore this. And what they found out was that it just happened more and more, that all these conversations kept bubbling up. So what they did is they decided to follow Peter Drucker and follow the money and follow people's calendars. And in the end, what they found is that people spend $4 trillion trying to shift their state. So, and these are conservative figures as well. So one of the key things...
Oh, God.
Conservative figures. And when you think about it, so I'm going to... Like for me, coffee is a must.
Yes, me too. It's my only addiction.
Yeah.
Can I see you throw hands? I'm looking at Georgia Ellis.
I don't drink coffee.
Oh,
three out of four. Three out of four.
Traitor. She's never coming back.
Now, a lot of it you might think, well, this is subjective, but they actually explored it from what happens in the brain. So they looked at your neurochemistry. So is there a shift, like a basically in your brain, is there a part of the brain that turns off? So like your sense of self, that inner Woody Allen, does he go quiet when you're talking? And so they looked at if it shifted state, it got countered in the economy. And also if it released one of the six powerful neurochemicals in the brain. So that's dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin, all of these, oxytocin, all these amazing chemicals.
That make us feel better.
That make us feel better. And so what they did is they started to look where the money was and started to look at people's calendars. And they started to see it show up in increasing amounts. And so there are some broad categories in there. So one of the categories that jumps out and you think, does this fit in, is actually social media. Yes. So social media is addictive. It's designed to be addictive. It's designed by behavioral experts that basically are looking to get you to click on it and then you get a release of dopamine. So anytime you see, oh, I've got a tweet from a friend or I've got this, so they would classify it and then that's a time allotment. But then they also explored things like narcotics, alcohol, all of those elements, and it just started to add up and add up and add up. And so in the end, they landed at a figure that is really quite conservative, but also it impacts pretty much most of us. So we're all in some way contributing to the altered states economy.
Is this driven by addiction or the need to feel good? What drives this?
So there's different drives for different people. So there sometimes it can lead to an addiction, but I want you to consider that the personal development is one of the categories that they looked at.
Yes, it'd be a big part of this, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
People really willing to invest in that to feel better.
Yeah. So they would go and get a coach to help them change their life because they want to alter who they are. So that's part of the altered states economy. So not all of it's bad.
I'm just flabbergasted. I'm like, good Lord. Okay, so it's not all bad. Actually, that's nice to hear.
A lot of it would actually be good. A lot of it would be very, very positive. Did they break that down with a $4 trillion economy? Did they break that down into, say, an individualized basis, whether it be a percentage of income or an actual dollar figure, just to put it in, say, a one person's term? What would that mean in terms of, on average, what we're all willing to actually spend to alter our state?
So I don't know the average, but you can determine that yourself. Need to sit down and think about, well, what are some of the key things I do in my life to make me want to be better or feel better or alter who I am? And that's when we're altering our state. So they break it down into four initial buckets, which is the media. What are we spending on the media? So IMAX. People go to IMAX to alter their state,
yeah,
to get out of their head.
Yeah.
People sit down and binge on Netflix. It's not free.
To be entertained and really escape for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's media. Then there's recreation. So people go on these treks. They might do some extreme sports. They might do anything recreational to get out of their head. And even if you think of people who potentially work in a corporate role, they can't wait for their holiday to get an altered state. So recreation fits in there.
Is it a bad thing?
Absolutely not.
Okay, because I'm like, whoa, I do all of these things in my head. The little guy in my head's like, whoa.
Surely if we're spending money to feel better and it's also positive and good for us, a lot of those spending a part of that $4 trillion would be a fantastic thing.
Absolutely. And this is one of the, I guess when you hear about things like narcotics, instantly you're drawn to the bad. But it's a continuum. It's looking at one end of the scale and I start to feel better and perform better. And the other end of the scale is I've probably gone a little too far and this is actually destructive. So it's really constructive and destructive, and it can sit anywhere along a continuum. So, I mean, for some people, personal development, it might actually be an addiction. I'm constantly spending more and more trying to find something
yes.
that I actually can't find.
So yeah. How do you identify if it's an addiction or if it's just a great thing? I mean, where's that? How do you as an individual start to... Do you get that kind of...
Oh, absolutely. So in Stealing Fire, they have what they call an hedonic calendar. So for the hedonist in us, basically what
I feel like I'm backpacking through a third world country and I've just landed and I don't understand anything.
Excellent. Okay. And the great thing about the hedonic calendaring is there's stuff that you would do daily. So for us, having a cup of coffee every day is something it's going to show up every day. It's going to make me feel better. Yes, I can have too much coffee, but you know I have a limit. Then there is going to South America and going on an ayahuasca ceremony. That would be right at the other end of it. And that would be probably something you would do once in a lifetime, once every couple of years. So the hedonic calendar is basically a guidebook to set out your bliss into achievable chunks.
I love
that. So the stuff you do daily, move, sleep better, they're all really good things. The stuff that's going to take, like trekking through Nepal. I had a friend who said he's leaving today to go to Nepal for 2 weeks. That's a once a year kind of thing because the finances and the time dedicated to that, but also the risk. So the hedonic calendar basically is a way to zoom out and look at what you do in your life and compartmentalize it. Am I doing this too much? So am I gambling every day? Well, that's a problem. But if I'm gambling once every 6 months because, I don't know,
Melbourne Cup or whatever it might be,
absolutely,
a big event.
Yeah.
Then that is something that is a sustainable practice that I have a really good balance with. So the hedonic calendar is a really good way to do it. But then they also, I guess they want you to, what can you abstain from? So here's a challenge for you. Can you go a week without coffee?
Ooh.
I've tried that and it didn't end up too well. Had a few headaches. So
migraine, I go to bed, I get a headache.
Yeah, absolutely. And so
I could do it. Yeah, it wouldn't be fun though. Wouldn't make me feel happier.
Absolutely. And these are the things, it's the letting it go. And so for example, I did the coffee free week just a while back. And with 2 kids under 8, that was always going to be a challenge. But when I picked it back up, one of the things that after the headaches passed, I started to feel better.
Yes.
And then realizing, okay, I'm going to slowly add it back in a controlled way. And that is what they're...
You didn't open a vein and just pour it in. Like I said,
maybe
in
two.
In a controlled way.
So the approach is, and Jamie Wheel has a brilliant analogy, it's go 49% of the way. And what that means is, if you think about the continuum of constructive and destructive, is if you're constantly going and seeking these destructive behaviors, you are all the way up to 100%.
Yes.
But if you go 49% of the way, you can come back.
It's a
and
good
that's
balance.
A free diving
Stay in
analogy.
Control.
Stay in control. And you can apply that to spending. There's all of these things that you can do is, can you do it sustainably and being in control?
Yeah. The other thing too, I mean, I've got a sister... Jane, I hope you're not listening.
Just Jane, block your ears right now.
Jane, block them. And when we go out, she spends. She shops. That's her sport. Actually, she knows this. You can listen. It's her sport. That's what she does. Is that because I know that when she shops and she gets something new, she kind of lights up. And that's her gig. And it's my gig when I'm with her too because it's like, woo, it's pretty and shiny. If you do that and that's your sport and you do that regularly as your recreation, that's 100%, isn't it? It's on the other side of it.
Absolutely. So what Professor Robert Sapolsky would call it the magic of maybe. And so she would be getting a dopamine hit when she does this.
We all do.
Yeah, absolutely. But also what's happening now is she probably needs more to spend more to get more of that hit again. And this is where the whole 49% yes. comes in, is I need more of this experience to get the same high. And so that's why, can you abstain from spending for a month and applying that lens to your life? What would that do to you? Oh my God, I would be able to, I'd be an absolute mess. And then what it's actually getting you to assess is, why am I doing it in the first place? What's my reason behind doing this? And that whole notion of getting out of our heads, that's the pivotal component, is understand the reason for why.
Yes. It's so crucial, isn't it? And linking back to everyone's personal financial strategies and situation. Quite often I see that, quite frankly, about 81% of people spend everything that they earn, and about 10% of people spend more than they earn through credit cards and personal loans. I guess linking back into the spending to alter people's states, when people need more and more, that's when they could potentially get into trouble and rack up credit cards, and just going without can be one of the best things to, so not being really tied to spending and being back in control, and then freeing up cash flow to build for the future.
Absolutely. And you can think about, like, the person who goes to the gym every day, that's an addiction. I get endorphins released when I go to the gym. Can you take a week off? Can you take 2 weeks off? What would that look like in your bank? And some people instantly said, no, I need this. And then that need, that's when you have to go, okay, let's zoom out and take some time away from it and understand what I need.
Yes.
And then put it back piece by piece. Or, you know, open up your veins and pour in your coffee.
Which can work just as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So studying the science, Georgia, what have you got from it? So when you went to study this, because I spoke to you before you went away, you're like, oh, I'm going off to that. I'm like, oh, God, that'll make a great show. What did you get out of it? What's in it?
Oh, so one of the fascinating things is that our biology is actually dictating what we spend, in a way. So if you think of the people who were wanting to spend more, they're doing that because their brain is wanting a more hit of those chemicals, those endorphins. Okay, so therefore you can actually look at ways, well, okay, for Matthew's point before, you know, people are overspending.
Yes.
But there are ways you can still get that same hit without spending a cent.
Yeah, there are.
Ooh, I feel like I should put scary music on.
And that's you'll have to explore that for yourself. There are so many ways that you can get that those same sort of altered states, and it doesn't always have a monetary side to it. But what we look at, what we're looking at today, is that we do, as a society, spend a great deal of money trying to get out of our heads. That's what we're doing. So when your sister is shopping,
yeah,
she's not thinking about work, she's not thinking about the issues of anything else that's going on in her life. This is just about me getting some awesome new stuff. It's going to make me feel good for maybe a day.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling good. I'm riding that high.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? It's because our society, we do a lot of this, but I've been to remote countries and isolated countries where, you know, they go to the shop maybe once every season when the season changes to get more ice. So it's something that's we do it a lot here. Do we? I mean, isn't that just a part of our society? Do we need to look at it? I mean, and what do you think?
Look,
Steve, I'm looking at him like, help, Steve. Help me.
Listeners, you've got to see Elizabeth's face right now. She's dying. The confusion. She's going, am I doing good things? Am I doing bad things?
You're doing wonderfully.
We don't judge, right? We don't judge. This is just to let you know why we're spending the money we spend.
Absolutely. And I, like, a social experiment for you to complete. Look around at the coffee shop and the lines of the coffee shop, and then count the amount of people that are on their phones.
They're all on their phones.
They're all on
their
phones.
Every single one of them.
And there's no judgment here, because I know myself, it's automatic.
Yes.
Because I can go in there and I'll just check some emails. I'll just check social media. And what it is the whole, altered states, is we find when we spend time with ourselves, it leads to an increase in rumination. So that our brains tend to lead toward the negative.
Yes.
So it's always that negative chatter. And we don't like that. So we turn the volume down on it. Just, you be quiet.
To ignore ourselves.
Yeah. And this is where flow states and those things that can be done from a positive point of view lead to, like, a flow state is like a peak performance state. But really, it's where you feel your best and perform your best. And it's one of the only times in your, basically your body that you release five of the most powerful neurochemicals. So when people go and snowboard and do things like that, they chase that high.
Mm.
And the great thing is that is a powerful thing to explore as long as it's not driving you. I have to have it. I have to have it. It's more, I have access to it. I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to get that same endorphin release and it's controlled. So my calendar is balanced. So the key thing is balance. And so if you look at, is what I'm doing taking over my life? Is what I'm doing taking over my money? Then you have to question it. And this is more like an N equals one inquiry. So you explore, do I need this?
It's a really good inquiry to have, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It is. And from your research and from both your experience, if people have taken it a bit too far, whether it be too positive or too negative, what are some key things that people can really do to get back in balance and get back in more control?
I think having a look, first of all, and seeing your own data. Okay, so absolutely see where you're at and see where you're spending your time and your money. And then you may want to seek help, get somebody to help you adjust that. And that could be a financial planner, for instance. It may be a coach that's going to help you show ways that how you can get a healthy dose of an altered state as well, instead of spending the money to do it. So there are ways to do that. And I think it comes first of all to that self-awareness around, is what I'm doing an addiction or is what I'm doing something that I'm consciously planning so that I can have a bit of bliss in my life? Because let's face it, we're humans and we want some pleasure in our life.
Yeah,
we
do. Yeah. And also, I guess that self-analysis and being willing to seek help if people can't figure it out all by themselves.
Absolutely. And for listeners, we have, with permission from the Flow Genome Project, an Altered State Economy Personal Inventory. And it's literally a set of questions where you can calculate in the privacy of your own home how much time...
Alone, draw down the curtains.
Time and money. And I did this, it was like, my jaw dropped.
Yes.
Because I thought, I've got this balanced. And then the checks and balances were off in some areas.
Yes.
So I had to really dig into that. So this is a personal inquiry, looking at how much you would spend and then calculating that, looking at your calendar and then just seeing what that looks like when it stares back at you in black and white.
And from doing that, Steve, did it help you make better decisions and really help you balance your calendar a lot better?
Oh, absolutely. So that combined with the hedonic calendar was more, okay, let me just put some, not constraints, but let me just be deliberate in how I do things. And that's the part. It's instead of it, I need it, is I'm going to choose to do this. And that deliberate action, understanding where my money is, understanding how my time is, understanding that I need to devote time to family and relationships and all those things that matter. But having the data in front of you and then planning it out in front of you and pulling it is a key step to doing it.
That's such a great idea. I'm never doing it, by the way. I love it that you people are doing it. Yeah. Oh, congratulations. No, we were speaking just before the show, and we're noticing that banks now are doing this. They're actually going, if you're buying a property, we say to all of our clients, particularly that have, you know, 6 month or 12 month wait periods while their properties are built or titled, whatever the case may be, that they've got to really check how they spend. Because that's what the banks are doing. They're going through everything. They've read your book.
Yeah. Things have changed, haven't they? Over the last 6 or 12 months, they used to just take an average. But now they drill into people's expenses.
They are only doing 41% of loans out there right now. That's what my lender told me. Only
41, knocking back the rest.
I'm knocking them back. And they're doing it based on that. They're really drilling into how you spend your money, and do you consider your money disposable? Do you have savings? What's that relationship like with the individual before we lend them more money? So it's quite fortuitous that you're in here. Frightening. But really fortuitous. How does this... So on a personal level, you get to go and do that. But in your business space, do you use this in your business space, Georgia?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start to integrate hedonic calendaring and the altered states economy into the work that I do with either corporates or individuals as well, so they can start to get a sense of where their money and time is going. So, yeah, it's I use it myself. I've got a hedonic calendar.
Of course you do.
And it's really, it's all about just planning out your life and actually making sure you've got some pleasure in there. That's what it is. We get so caught up in our life and the busyness of it that my hedonic calendar has things in there like, okay, learn something new.
See, yeah, that's good. Me
that's great.
Absolutely.
It's wonderful.
So, yeah, so I've got positive on there a couple of things. One is to learn how to do a backflip on a trampoline. The other one is learn how to learn a trade, something that I can do. So this is going to alter my state.
Because you're really considering what's missing and what you want to put in there, yeah, as a consequence of doing your hedonic calendar. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. I had a look at where. So if I did my altered states economy worksheet first, I go, this is where I'm spending my money. I've got some places here where I could potentially spend some money and start moving it around a little bit. And how can I turn up as a better human and how can I live longer?
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
And how can I have some play and some fun in my life? That's what hedonic calendaring is all about.
It's a budget for your bliss.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a nice line. Oh, I feel better now. Thank you.
But it's a lot of the things that Georgia was saying, they're free. So yes, if you get out into big nature and lose your focus and just walk, that shifts your state. You concentrate on your breathing. Mm. That shifts your state. So a lot of these things we can achieve without having to spend a lot of money.
Yes.
But the payback is just as rich. So I would imagine that anybody who's ever gone camping has come back a different human being.
That's right. Become one with nature.
Absolutely.
And feel wonderful even after a few days away.
Absolutely. So
did you notice I said nothing there? Camping.
But here's the thing. We think, oh, I'm going to go to the nice 5-star hotel, spend all this money on myself. You'll actually feel better if you go out into the wilderness and sleep under the stars.
Yes.
And that costs far less.
Yeah, pitch a tent for a few nights.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
That's character building.
That people have left, everybody's left the reservation and they're insane.
I guess it's also
I could bring them to you.
A budget for your bliss, but not only monetary, but time-wise. You know, it's even if it's in the diary, it's more than likely to happen rather than just get forgotten about with the busyness of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in the In Stealing Fire, they've discovered that the most searched term on the internet handle, and I thought, here we go, is actually about time and getting more time. People, it is the throwaway line that people say, I don't have time, I don't have time, I wish I had more time, I wish I had more time. And often it's because you're so zoomed in onto things. So the hedonic calendaring, looking at the data, that allows you to go from the dance floor to the balcony and look at it.
Yes.
And being able to look down and see, okay, let's create some distance from it. Let's use our logical, rational thinking and then let's budget for that.
That was such a beautiful way of coining that.
I completely stole that. So.
That was gorgeous. Well done. Thank you. I'm going to use that actually. I don't know where, but I'm keeping it. Thank you for joining us. This is a really fascinating topic because I think we could all do it. This is a huge takeaway. Like, where are we spending our money? And do it for the banks or for nobody else. Steve, what do you do? We were going to touch on that earlier on, but I completely missed it. What do you do online?
So I'm an educator and a coach, but I work with organisations that to help them achieve peak performance. And it's not about getting more and striving more. It's actually about the human condition. And a lot of the tools that I use are this, is understanding how you tick and finding sustainable, natural ways to be able to do that. And simple things like moving, sleeping better, all of those elements are baked into that. And then as soon as you do that, everybody who's ever had a good night's sleep feels like a superhuman the next day.
Yeah, deliver the next
day. So you get the ducks in a row there, and then you're working with organizations and getting people to do their push-ups, basically. And that's what I do.
Oh, well done.
Physically and metaphorically.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of get why you two are mates now. I don't see it all. Well, thank you for joining us. Please come back and join us again. I can't wait to see where this goes. God bless everybody. If you need anything from us, please feel free to reach out. Hashtag Got Money. If you like the show, share it.
Today, take care. Into the most curious adventure I've ever had.